Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's Two Dudes in a Kitchen with Tyler Florence
and Wells Adams, an iHeartRadio podcast. All right, time for another episode of Two Dudes in a Kitchen. It's going to be Two Dudes and a Lady coming up in a little bit. We're going to have on the show Roddy Devlukia, who is married to Jay Shetty. Do you know who Jay Shetty is, Tyler?
You know, I had to do some research on this one. And Roddy, I've heard of before, and I just started following her. And then I realized, like, oh my gosh, she's got 2.2 million Instagram followers. And then I started just diving through her posts and stuff. And my God, does her food look fantastic? I feel like, where has she been my whole life? The food looks amazing.
Roddy sent us the book, Joyful, and I've been leafing through it before this interview because I'm so excited to talk to her. It's called Joyful, More Than 125 Plant-Based Recipes, Cook Effortlessly, Eat Freely, Live Radiantly. This is a powerhouse couple because, you know, her husband, Jay, is, you know, super well-known. He actually was the officiant in a wedding I went to recently in Vanessa Hudgens and my buddy Cole. It was a beautiful wedding down in Mexico, and I got to meet him, and he's a wonderful guy. But I gotta be honest with you, I'm almost more excited to meet his partner in Roddy, because this book looks so freaking cool. And listen, you and I both like to eat meat. Like, you know, we are carnivores at best. But I will say that I do like trying vegan and plant-based recipes because it makes me, I think, almost be more creative in the kitchen.
I think it's about the pendulum swing, right? Like, I mean, if you like chocolate, you got to like running shoes, right? And if you like steak, you got to love vegetables. You can't eat everything. You know, like you can't just say, okay, all I eat is beef. Obviously, your cholesterol is going to be through the roof. But I do love a good steak. And honestly, more than I like protein, I love vegetables, because I think that's where the real storytelling when it comes to cooking comes from, because a pork chop tastes like a pork chop from, you know, January to June. It's a pork chop, right? But you start talking about the differences between polenta and roasted pumpkin and porcini mushrooms and black truffle versus tomatoes and basil and roasted zucchini. So I think what I really get excited about is the subtitle of the dish on a menu, right? Protein sounds great. I want to hear what they call the set. I want to hear the vegetable component. I want to hear about the sauces. And I freaking love vegetables. So I'm really excited about today's show.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have the author of Joyful. She's taking a modern approach to ancient principles of holistic well-being, and we could not be more excited for this discussion. When we come back, Roddy Devlukia right here on Two Dudes.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
All right, welcome back to Two Dudes in the Kitchen. Now it's two dudes and a lovely lady in the kitchen. The author of Joyful, more than 120 plant-based recipes, Roddy, welcome to Two Dudes. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. You know what? I think this is the first time I've been on a podcast with two dudes, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
What a good time.
I heard, honestly, it sounded like a good time when I joined.
I've been on the road. I'm in Tampa, Florida right now. And my wife said that she just got the book at the house, so I can't wait to jump into it. But Wells, hold it up for a second, because like it's like a book inside of a book. There's the belly band, right? So you can take that top piece off, that cover inside the cover.
Yeah, you can take the top piece off.
but the book itself, the front of the book, that is just so beautiful. Kudos to you. And who published this?
It was Simon & Schuster.
Oh, very nice.
Kudos to them. Kudos to the designer. Because trying to put together a peaceful cover that feels iconic, because sometimes cookbooks can feel a little like so-so. That is so elegant. It's so pretty. And do you know exactly what yellow color that is?
Oh, it's my, like you have no idea how many. So first of all, I had said I didn't want my face on the cookbook because I was like, I want people to have it as a coffee table book that they can have out and their friends can flick through. And I don't feel like my face is going to do that for people. So, but then I also wanted the word joyful embossed. And so we decided to do a 3/4 sleeve. And then I had something in mind that the flower that I wanted inside. The color of yellow, I'm going to send it to you because I'm not joking. I went through 50 shades of yellow, like literally 50 shades of yellow.
I could tell it was an editorial process because like that is just, it's just perfect. It's so eye-catching.
It's got a bit of texture as well. Yeah, I'm so glad.
Yeah, really, really pretty. So I haven't held it yet, but God, I can't wait to jump into it.
I appreciate you appreciating all the thought that went into it.
I've written 17 books. I'm like, it's like that deep dive into like construction, trying your hardest to construct the perfect. And this is your first book.
It is my first book. Yeah.
So I saw your Instagram post when I saw you open the box for the first time, and I could feel your emotion.
Thank you. I did have a lot of emotion linked to it because it took a while to get to this point.
Was it 2 years? How long did it take you to write?
So when it comes out, it would have been 3 years from when I signed the contract.
That's a long time to have your head in a project.
I know.
Dump your heart and soul into everything. Yeah.
it feels overbaked, you know? I'm ready for it to come out.
Yeah, usually like an album, like I'm so done with it by the time it comes out. But congratulations on that. I think that's a very special moment, because I think a lot of people that kind of get into this space where they've got a massive following. They're in the game in such a big way, and they are on the come up and ready to drop this next, like the most influential cookbook of the year kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like yours. And then when they and when they feel that thing for the first time, I just want to share that joy with people. If you if you've got a cookbook in your head, this is a message out to everybody else. Try to write it. Try to get it going. Try to get that project started. But it is so incredibly special. It's so satisfying. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a really special process, because I feel like I've gone through so many different phases of my life where I've learned such so many things that have impacted my life so deeply. So whether it's the food philosophies that I've learned, or whether it's the practices through my yoga teacher training, or as a dietitian, or as a Ayurvedic student, like all those things changed my perspective so much as life has gone on, and have changed my life through the practices that I've done, that it feels like it's almost taken the last 30 years of my life, and I've been able to condense it into one book of all the things that have changed my life so deeply. And so I'm really grateful to have been able to even put that into however many pages this book is, like 200 and whatever.
I got to say, I mean, yes, the outside and the color is beautiful, but I think what's really beautiful is what's inside the book. Let's start talking about some of these recipes, because there's, listen, I like meat, but I also do absolutely love plant-based recipes and plant-based restaurants and stuff. So
me too. Yeah, me too.
Can you walk us through some of your favorite things that are in Joyful that people are going to really want to try to make when they get the book?
Yeah, definitely.
What are the bangers?
Yeah, what are the bangers? Good question. So I feel like there are recipes for everybody who is a beginner, to people who want to create a spread for their friends and family, like an epic spread when they're coming over for a dinner party. So there's definitely ranges. So I'm going to go through the book, and maybe I'll pick one from like each category, because there are different categories. Does that work?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Perfect. So we have first, which is easing in, which is the breakfast dishes, your morning dishes. And I'd say my favorite one out of that is probably my frittata muffins, because it's literally a one bowl thing. You throw everything into one bowl. You don't have to be worried about what vegetables you have in the fridge. Everything can be so personalized to what you even have in your house. And so it's the chickpea flour, it's got a chickpea flour base, which is great for protein if you're having a plant-based meal. And then it's just got everything from fresh herbs to olives, sun-dried tomatoes, vegan feta. It's just filled with vibrant herbs, spices, and then packed with veggies. And it's one of those meals which you can you can make on a Sunday, and it can be for kids, parents, running into the car, grabbing it on the way to school, whatever it is. It's a really simple dish. And you can translate that into a quiche as well. So you can do a pastry on the bottom, pour the same batter into it, and it can be a quiche for a dinner. So I love that one.
By the way, I saw you make this one on TikTok, and I was like, oh, that looks good.
It's really good. It's really good.
Now, I missed this one. You said frittata. Eggs?
No, chickpea flour. So it's like a vegan. Okay. Yeah, because all the dishes are plant-based. But chickpea flour has a really great great texture. And it ends up mimicking, when you end up putting the right other ingredients in, it can really mimic that same kind of eggy frittata texture.
This sounds like perfect for my wife and my kids, because my wife will make these like egg bite things in a, because our kids like their favorite restaurant is Starbucks.
Yeah,
so they like these like egg baked things. So this sounds perfect. Just kind of bake them off in a muffin tin, and then my wife will throw them into a Ziploc bag and pop them in the microwave on the way out the door for school. And it's a great vibe. This sounds delicious.
Yeah, it is, and I love adding herbs and spices into things. I feel like that is where the key to flavor is, and so all the recipes are just packed with colors and spices in them. Another one I'll give you is the roasted red pepper tagliatelle. Again, you throw everything into a blender for the sauce. And it's just rich. It's got tahini in it. It's got roasted red peppers. It's got paprika, mustard. And it's just a really tangy, rich and creamy sauce on a tagliatelle. Mexican lasagna.
Yes, I'm looking at that right now. I was hoping that was coming up.
Yeah,
that sounds delicious. Mexican lasagna. It's, again, all these recipes are ones that you can probably do in like 30 minutes. And you throw in your beans, your veggies, And then you're just layering up. So you've got your tortilla wraps. I normally cut them into like columns or slices, the tortilla wraps, and then you just layer it on. So you do a layer of the tortilla wraps and then the filling and then cheese and then the tortilla wraps and then cheese again on top. And then I normally top it with salsa and guacamole, and it's like a full meal in just one baking dish.
Are you using regular cheese or are you?
That was my question.
Yeah.
No, I don't. So you can. I mean, look, the point of, I feel the point of cookbooks are use it as your base and then experiment and play in the kitchen with what you have and what you love most. So for me, everything in this book is plant-based. And so when I'm saying cheese, I mean, you know, Miyoko's cashew mozzarella, or I mean, you know, a good cheddar that you find. So for me, everything in here is plant-based, but I mean, all these recipes and dishes can be adjusted based on what your diet and what your preference is.
Well, let's get into some specifics on this too, because I think a lot of people, when they hear plant-based cheese, they don't know what to do next, right? So, because I think some of them are delicious. So you're at the store, you're shopping online, whatever it is. Give me some brands that I'm looking for.
Yeah, Miyoko's, that's my favorite mozzarella. She does a pourable one and she has like a block. And that one is really simple ingredients. You don't have any like nasty ingredients in there. It's just cashew based and it's got a great flavor too. So I'd say for mozzarella, I'd say that. And then Kite Hill is my go-to for like a ricotta or a cream cheese. Again, cashew based, maybe four ingredients in the pack. And it's rich, it's creamy. By the way, I have a baklava cheesecake in here and I use that, the Kite Hill cashew cream cheese in it. And I swear I made it over the weekend and it's like a foolproof recipe and it tastes just like a cheesecake. Now I haven't had dairy for like 10 years, but I still remember the flavor because cheese was my favorite thing. And so I started just making my own cheeses and I realized how simple it can actually be just using nuts or seeds and being able to create this creamy texture and then making it into a block. But I'd say those are my favorite brands that don't use icky ingredients.
I became familiar with that company through a documentary on Netflix called You Are What You Eat, which is like this twins scientific experiment to see like if someone has a carnivore diet compared to a vegan diet. And I was interested to see because I hosted a pizza cooking competition show. And the mozzarella, which is like, it's like liquid mozzarella to make it have like the gooiness, the taste flavoring of the mozzarella. And I was super interested in that. I wanted to go try it. And so it was cool that you mentioned it. I saw also, sticking with the cheese thing, I saw on your TikTok where you made queso with cashews and it looks like queso, but it looks fire. Can you go through that recipe really quickly?
Oh my gosh, that was so good. I'm not joking. I made that for 3 weeks in a row and I was using that queso for pasta sauce to make cheesy burritos. I was literally using it on everything. It is so simple. And I took it on Super Bowl day to my friend's house and they had like the queso from jars and they had all the jarred stuff. And I brought that and I swear that was the only thing that got finished that day.
Yeah.
And they all eat meat. So they were used to having dairy and all the other bits, but they really enjoyed it. So it's so simple. You soak your cashews, you pop it into the blender and then you've got nutritional yeast, paprika. You can put any other spices if you want to put garlic powder in there and you whiz it up. And it becomes this, and you know what? I was thinking I would add in a little bit of cheese and melt it up, but it didn't even need it. Mm-hmm. The texture was, and I made my friends who eat dairy try it and my team here. And they were like, you don't need to add it in. It tastes great. Oh, and the tomatoes, Rotel tomatoes, added them into it, blended it. And it was just, I had to stop myself from making it because otherwise I was using it on everything. It was epic.
That's one of the big things we've been jumping into at home with a lot of vegan recipes. Because my wife is like a sneaky vegan. She was actually vegan for almost 10 years of her life when she lived in LA a long time ago. But she loves nutritional yeast. Like she'll use that in a vegan recipe. And there's so much there's like an umami bomb that kind of comes along with that. It's very rich. It's very satisfying. It has like a dairy-esque kind of Parmesan sharpness to it that tastes delicious.
It's kind of got a similar flavor, not similar, but it feels a bit like miso in food, but it gives this cheesiness too. And so I actually saw recently where, have you heard of the glucose goddess? She does like lots of stuff to do with blood sugar levels and how it impacts. But how different foods can impact that. And she showed that when you add nutritional yeast into pasta or into your sauces, it actually lowers. So if you were to have pasta with the nutritional yeast, your blood glucose spike is less than if you were to have pasta without it. And it's to do with the vitamins and how rich it is in B12 and fiber. And so adding that into your pasta actually does you a whole lot of good and adds so much flavor.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it was.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can we do one pasta dish? Because I see a lot of like really fantastic pasta dishes in here.
And what kind of pasta do you buy? You buy vegan pasta? Like, I'm everything you're talking about, I'm like, okay, eggs, milk, cheese. Like, I'm just trying to, my recipes in my head, I'm like, okay, I can make that. But I'm like, okay, oh yeah, no, there's no meat products in it whatsoever, no animal products at all. So with pasta itself, what do you buy?
So normally the pasta that has egg are the fresh pastas. And so if you buy fresh pasta, that's usually what an egg pasta is. Whereas most of the, I'd say 90% of the dry pastas you'd buy in a box are all eggless and don't have any dairy.
Pacheco, you name it, they've all have no eggs.
Yeah, they all have no eggs. So unless it's a fresh pasta, you can buy every box dried pasta doesn't have egg in it usually. So you're kind of safe with that. Yeah, normally it's just the fresh pastas, which I have to be careful of. Honestly, my mom, I grew up vegetarian, and my mom, I was born vegetarian, and so I've never actually had meat before. And my mom had this incredible way of making sure we had every food that we'd experienced in a country that we'd visited or that we'd seen our friends eat. She would find a way to make it so that we could eat it. And so I think I never even felt like I was missing out on eating anything because there would always be a substitute. And I think coming from an Indian background, we're so used to eating food that is naturally vegetarian that my mom's always like, oh yeah, I can just sub this in with this. And she's so used to doing that. And so growing up, and then I guess it infused into my cooking, I never really felt the lack because I was like, there's always an option. Like I can always figure out a way to create what I want to eat, but in a way that I can eat it.
Yeah. And with curry recipes, like I like to finish it with a nice big scoop of yogurt. I think kind of smooths it out and gives it a nice big bright finish. And like, what would you substitute for vegan yogurt?
So Kite Hill, again, they have this cashew-based yogurt. It is amazing. But sometimes like I make cashew sour cream. This is a lot of the substitutes are nut and seed based. You can also make things out of silken tofu. So I actually made a queso dip from silken tofu. Again, it's kind of got this, I don't like to say stickiness because I don't like that word in food that much, but that stickiness that sometimes queso has, you can add in a silken tofu and blend that to get that same texture. So soy can end up mimicking that kind of yogurty or sour cream texture. So I've made yogurt from cashew. I've made sour cream from cashew, but also from soya-based things that I've been able to kind of mimic that flavor and taste. Yeah, but Kite Hill is probably my go-to on a daily basis. Like I have their yogurt pretty much every day because I love having a raita or like a yogurty dip with my Indian food.
Shout out to Kite Hill.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a big soup boy. Love some soup. And so I'm just kind of flipping through.
That's what they called them in college, brother.
Yeah. It meant something different back then. Asparagus soup, veggie lentil soup, sweet potato soup, zucchini, fennel, and mint soup. Dill soup.
Like, sounds good.
So all this sounds so amazing. I'm going to make soup this weekend. Which one would you suggest from the cookbook that I should make?
Spread.
This is the soup spread, everyone.
Wow. Look at that spread. I can't wait to dive into this book. It's at home. I have it.
Yeah, I wanted the soup section to just feel like you're going through rainbow as you go through the soups. What's my favorite one? I'd say at this time of year, the beet and dill soup, it has coconut milk, it's beetroot, it's really earthy and warming, and it's got ginger in it. And I feel like right now, with the way the weather is, having either a hearty cannellini bean and tomato soup, I love a tomato soup. It's got the cannellini beans whisked into it. Blended into it to make it hearty and chunky. And then the beetroot and dill soup, again, adding in new flavors to your life. Like I feel the worst thing you could possibly do is stick to the same thing every single week. Like food brings joy to your life, and variety is so important. And so trying out this beet and dill soup is something I really recommend. And then I also have, because sauces, I have a section that's called sauces, dips, and crunchy bits, because I believe the basis of all meals are sauces, having a good dip, and then having crunchy bits to put on top. And so each soup actually has its own individual crunchy bit to go with it. So like my cannellini bean and tomato soup has these rosemary or caraway croutons or chili croutons to go on top. I have this spiced carrot and sweet potato soup with a nut and seed bristle. There's just so many different crunchy bits to go on top. And I think texture is so important when you're eating too. So yeah, it's a fun chapter to flick through.
You should do a little restaurant in LA. You should do a little cafe.
Oh my gosh.
With a little vegan place.
Yeah, I would love to. I feel like it's...
You'd blow up.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate the enthusiasm and encouragement for it. I just heard that it's such a hard life. Restaurant like is no joke.
Yeah. Did you grow up in restaurants?
No, I didn't. I didn't at all. I've got a close friend who has one in New York, and then I've just, you know, you always see that cycle of places opening and closing. I think the pandemic threw me off because there was just so many shutdowns of restaurants then. But no, it's definitely a dream of mine in the future to have this type of place that I can actually serve food to people. But I need to figure out when I'll do that.
This cookbook is so amazing. I can't wait to try some of these recipes.
Thank you.
We're running out of time with you, which is unfortunate. But if people want to find you, where do they go?
My social media is Radhi Devlukia, and then my book, you can get it at joyfulbook.com. It's joyfulbook.com. So you can find it at pretty much every bookstore that you probably would go to, and then Amazon for sure. Joyful is, as much as it is about recipes, it's also just about how can I live from morning to evening and create practices and little moments of extra joy in my day. And that's really what the book is about, because weave through the recipes, there is so much more. Like, there are wellness practices and rituals that I have practiced for nearly 10 years that have completely changed my life. And I think when we're eating food, it's one aspect of joy, but how we create the food, the thought that goes behind creating the meals and how we interact with the food that we're eating is also a huge area that we're kind of lacking in creating joy, because we eat food so fast and everything is so not thought out anymore. And so a big part of the book is how we can reconnect to our body to understand what is it that makes me happy when I'm eating, what optimizes my health, what creates joy in health, but also in satisfaction in the taste that I'm eating. So yeah, I just hope that this book brings a lot more joy to people's life in food and in the rest of their life too.
Fabulous.
The book's called Joyful, more than 125 plant-based recipes, cook effortlessly, eat freely, live radiantly. Roddy, thank you so much for coming on Two
Thank
Dudes.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to meet you both.
Great to meet you. And I look forward to, I'll be home next week and I'll get a chance to tear through the book.
Oh my God, try it out. Try everything. Let me know what you think.
Can't wait. Congratulations.
Thanks.
See ya.
Bye.
You were right. Like, this is such a beautifully made book.
So beautiful. And so you're holding it. I'm going to have it in my hands next week when I get home, but just like, cause I know all the details that kind of go into like thinking through everything. And then there's a sense of like harmony when you have a beautiful design that you just gravitate towards. It's just connection. And that book pops.
Yeah.
It just pops. So and if she put that much thought into the cover, I'm sure the recipes are fabulous.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, and it's what she just said right at the very end of that, because people don't think about what they put in their body on a daily basis. And food is medicine. If you want to stay healthy, put better food in your body, make better decisions. And then if you can be creative and create delicious food around that, then it's a win-win for everybody. Right.
Yeah.
Like, don't put garbage in your body. Put like real, I say this to my kids all the time, because I'm like, are you really going to eat that, bro? That second bag of potato chips? Let's put it down. Let's put some real food, and then let's change the outcome of our day just by, focusing on nutrition. So she was a bright spot. That was a good one.
Yeah. Very, very cool. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to Two Dudes in the Kitchen. We'll be back next week. More listener questions and more interviews as well. This was a fun one, man.
Yeah, it was, for sure. All right, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Thanks. All right. See you guys. All right, guys, thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Two Dudes in a Kitchen. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars.
We'll take that. And we'll see you guys next time.
See you next time.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life, transform the world.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.